Okay, thank you very much for coming to the restart of the Thursday Night Parsha Shiur. The 18 years I've been learning the Parsha, and we didn't really learn the last month between Chasanas, and I was in Eretz Yisrael and other things. I may have to go back to Eretz Yisrael. You know, we're expecting something any minute there in Eretz Yisrael. If it's a boy, it's the same as Hashem. So we'll see what next Thursday brings. But Bez Hashem. But thank you very much for coming. One of the salient features of any Parsha Shiur on Vayikra Tzav Shmini, when you're learning all about the Karbanos. So on the one hand, you know, when you sit in shul, you listen to the Karbanos, it seems like very distant, very irrelevant. But I really think that Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, like many of the Mefarshim, really succeeds in making a lot of the ideas really come to life in a very, very relevant way. Let's begin already. The first piece, Mokdo. We're going to file the checks. I didn't have so much time today, so I didn't like whatever. You'll file it, but use it to file the checks. So the very second pasuk of the parasha, Tzavas Aromas Nolimar Zos Taras Ola Hi Ha'Ola Al Mokda. Very interesting pasuk. The Ola will be Al Mokda. So one of the things that Rav Sarutzkin stresses, based on the Gemara and the Midrashim, is that there were various different fires on the Mizbeach, and the Ola was burnt on the largest one. If you look in a Sefer Torah, the Mem in Mokda is small. Well, the largest fire has a small Mem. Why does the largest fire have a small Mem? So the Rav Zalman Sarutzkin uses this as an opportunity to teach us that people who find themselves in high places need to remember to be memayit themselves, to not let the position, not let it get to your head, not get your position taken away from you. You think you're a chashuva person, right? You're a chashuva president of Yeshua, you're a chashuva principal, you're a chashuva doctor, whatever you think you are, you're a chashuva lawyer, whatever you think you are. Let's read what he says. Mokda zumaracha gedola. Kol davar gadol, sarach laharos simani hachna v'katnos. Every great thing, every big thing has to make sure to keep its humility, keep its smallness. Chayn Matzinu, I mean, brings a riot to this. I don't think I remember this Gemara. Brachos was 4 years ago. Dr. Joe, I'm sure you remember it, but exactly. Well, Mordechai wasn't with us from Brachos. He only started Shabbos daf test. But anyway, Chayn Matzinu, Shahahedyo tzarech las shuach b'tfila shmon esrei b'avos tchila b'sof v'vada v'tchila b'sof, right? Me and you, when we bow down to Shmos, we only bow down four times. Apparently, the Kohen Gadol would bow down at every bracha. I didn't remember such a Gemara like that. The Kohen Gadol besof kol bracha bracha. Gemara bracha slam adalit. The Shamba Rashi, kol mashu gadol b'yoser tzarech lachnil lahashpil atzmo. Kohen Gadol, he thinks he's like hot stuff. He's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He thinks he's the holiest Jew in all of Klal Yisrael. He's got to bow down at every bracha, because we have to instill within ourselves the midah of humility. We've spoken many times over the 18 years about how important humility is, that humility is the root of all good midos. It's the root of all mitzvot benam chaveru, it's the root of all mitzvot benam lamakom. If you're a humble person, it'll be all about Hashem. If you're a humble person, it'll be all about other people, friends, other people. Anyway, this lesson that Zalman Sarutzkin sees in the Mokta, in the small men on the big fire. Let's continue on page two. So page two, we have the middle pieces. Let's start from Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. So lesson number one, humility. Lesson number two is going to be Zrizus. Let's see. Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. So the Rashbam explains, Balayla Kamo Bayom, that the fire had to burn all night on the Mizbeach, the same way it burnt during the day. Now this fire that we're referring to over here is one of the smaller fires, and the reason that fire was lit was to burn the incense. Now the burning of the incense took place in the morning and in the afternoon with the Karban Talmud Shashaka. So why did that fire have to burn all night in order to light? You could have woken up early in the morning, a half hour before Nates, wake up, light the thing, it'll be enough coals to produce the incense, and shine genug. That would be good. Says Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, listen to his lesson.
Shayim Akrimin also b'sharas takravas hatamid. V'hayadai lahadlik marachazu b'tchilas avodas haboker. K'day lachim gichol muktoras hashachar. It should have been enough. What, are you going to burn it all night? Just to have it ready for the morning, you're going to burn it all night? Once had a friend, like, whenever he would go to the airport, he always had to be like 4 hours early for every flight. He could not come to the airport later than 4 hours before the flight. It didn't matter, domestic, international, it didn't matter. He had to be there 4 hours before. We know people like this. Not only the Yekis. K'day l'hangam, v'av b'kin ha'yidolekas kol ha'layla. U'mizeh efshe l'mon midas hazrizus b'avodas Hashem. Zalman Sratzon says, you see from that, like, we didn't want to take any chances. You're going to burn the fire all night. You'll have the beautiful coals by the morning. You'll be able to do the service of the Ketores. Zrizus. You don't take chances when it comes to Avodas Hashem. You don't take chances. You make sure, right? You want to be at Minyan on time. You want to be at Minyan on time. You want to be there on time. You want to be there a few minutes early. I had some people, they roll in 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late. That's not Zrizus by Avodas Hashem. If it's an appointment with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you want to make sure you're there before it starts. So you put on your tefillin and you're ready to go. You're ready to go. And he says, and based on this, I could understand something that it says in the Sefer Likutei Yitzchak. Likutei Yitzchak, who in the world is that? I have no idea who that is. B'shem Gadol Echad. I certainly don't know who that is. Likutei Yitzchak Gadol Echad, what does he say? Shapirish. Ve'esha Mizbeach Tukad Bo. Now, the simple pshat of the Esham Zech Tukad Bo would be in the carbon ola that we're talking about. No, he explains, Esham Mizbeach Tukad Bo, by watching the fire burn all night to see how zoriz and how ready, how excited and prepared you have to be for the avodah sektoris of the morning, the Esham Zech Tukad Bo, that would affect the kohen, that he would learn to do his avodah bizrizus. Imagine the kohen does the same avodah every day, like it could get boring. Like you slap on the tefillin, the same tefillin every morning that you've been slapping on since your bar mitzvah. I think I've said many times, my father used to say to every bar mitzvah boy, the same excitement that you have in your tefillin today when you would put on tefillin for the first time in seventh grade, a month before the bar mitzvah, my father's minyan in the middle school at Y&J, or at Manhattan Day School, whenever he ran the minyan, he used to say, the same excitement you have today, you should have for the rest of your life. So now they give out these cards. My father passed away already, it's been almost 6 years. But now Y&J, the middle school, they pass out these Rabbi Kamenetsky cards with a picture of my dad saying, the same excitement you have putting on your tefillin today, they pass every bar mitzvah boy, he gets a card. Says Zalman Saratskin, Umizev Shalom Minas has Rizal Hashem. By the Zay Boma Shriz, clearly Yitzhak Rigalach, Aaron Togabo, Bekoyin, Hainu. Shabar also was the Aisha, whereas Kala Lila, when he sees the fire burning all night long, Kadeshia Gachal and Mukhanim Luktairah, so that in the morning, there'll be coals that are ready. Burn the Ketores. Shemadir Moker. Tislakach b'koin eish Hashem. Lama l'shol Hashem b'zrizus yaseiro v'aim of the earth. That'll cause him. You see how ready you have to be. We're going to burn all night so that in the morning you have the coals ready. It's mamish all ready to go. It's all ready to go. Oh. Now, the next shot we'll just do quickly outside. A beautiful idea. Then we'll get to the main event. The main event is this unbelievable pshat that I've never heard before. There, Zalman Sarotskin says in the Trumas Hadeshim, which was the first avodah that happened in the morning. We'll get to that in 1 second. First, one more vart about V'lavash HaKohen Midobad. Midovad. So the Gemara learns from these words, V'lavash Midobad, that the big day kahuna that the Kohen would wear, especially for this avodah of the Trumas Hadeshim, basically, the first avoda that happened in the Beis HaMikdash early in the morning, the first thing was that a kohen, even before there were any other kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, nobody else was there. One kohen, whoever won the lottery to do this service, so one kohen would wake up early in the morning, it was still dark outside, it was just about to be light, he would go up to the top of the Mizbeach and take the ashes from the karbanos that had been burning all night from the karbanos of yesterday, he would take the ashes and take some of the ashes off the Mizbeach, come down and put it down next to the Mizbeach. That's called Trumas Hadeshim. Trumas Hadeshim. So the Torah stresses here, V'lovash HaKohen Midobad, that the begadim, the garments that the Kohen would wear for this service, had to be Mido, had to be fit him very perfectly. They had to have mido, kimidoso. Mido vad means kimidoso? Custom made. Exactly. Custom made for the kohen. He had to have custom made that the sleeves were exactly his length and that the pants were exactly his length. Oh, but he says it's talking about the shirt, the ksoinus. Lavash hakohen midovad, take a look at the check on the bottom where by the gimel, he aksonus, that's the shirt. Matam lo mido shete kimidoso. Rashi says it had to be tailored, specially tailored for his length. Lama nema dinze. Shalote aksonas arucha uktsar mibidasu betruma sadeshin. Why was this halacha only said in the Chumash by this lowly service of removing the ashes from the day before? Didn't this same halacha that all the big day kahuna had to fit the kohen perfectly apply to all the avodas that the kohen would do throughout the day? Why does the Torah only mention it specifically by Shuma Sadesh? V'lo b'avod acheres, halo b'chol avodos, k'sonas arucho k'tzarvin sakohen psula. Why does the Torah only mention this by the Shuma Sadesh if in fact, in reality, this was actually puzzle to wear a garment that wasn't specifically tailored specifically to his measurements was puzzle by any avoda. So why does it only mention it here? Oh, he says, I'd like to suggest two answers to this question. The first answer is Aleph. Reish Lakish holds that the Trumas Hadeshin, the Kohen would not wear all four of his usual garments. He would only wear two out of the four. Namely what? Ksoines u'michnasayim. Shirt and pants. What was missing? The turban and the sash. The avnate and the mitznefes. Haritzorch lahazer is a Kohen apam bimyuchad. Since there were only two garments, we had to make sure that the Kohen knew that they had to fit exactly right because there was no belt to stick the leftovers in. Shaksona stekim dosa ki tamik shi aruch, if it's too long, efshe lagbi abavnin, you could stick it into the belt. Aval b'tshuma sadeshen halo ein lo avnit. U'memeil etzarach ha-kohen l'dak b'yosim b'shasim b'shasim. Okay, that's one answer. But then he gives another answer. So that answer is a nice answer, but there's nothing fundamental or amazing or musr, no lesson to learn out of that. Let's learn the next one. The feed divrei Rabbi Yochanan Sham. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, I disagree with you, Reish Lakish, that the Kohen, when he did the service of the Trumas Hadeshin, actually wore all four of his garments. Okay, so back to your original question. Why does it have to say dafka over here that it had to fit him perfectly? Shakon tomes them b'dal b'gadim efshir lomar. We know the Big Day Kuna had to be very respectable and glorify him. Since nobody was watching, the Kohen was alone early in the morning. Kimavur betamid chavches, I think. She'ain Adam nichnas imo velo ner biyado. He was held no candle. And no other Kohen was even in there to see him. V'lo, Yeronosim and Mela, Ein K'medim lo Yabagadim K'midasso. So you might think, what's the big deal if the Begadim don't fit him so well? Nobody's looking anyway. He's all alone there anyway. So there's no L'chavadol L'sefaris issue because no one's watching him. L'fikach ba'akana libin mido K'midasso l'malach ki ha'kavod v'atafaris sh'bidikuna heima l'fnei mishishishma b'samikdash. It's not that you have to look nice in front of the other Kohanim. You have to look nice in your service of Hashem. When you're serving Hashem, you have to look nice. So first of all, this is a very important idea that when you're serving Hashem, you have to look nice. That's why many people hold when you daven, maybe if you daven, you should wear maybe a davening jacket or something. At least don't wear your overalls or your jeans or your T-shirt, it should look a little bit nicer, a little bit nice, maybe like you go to work. And now I guess they dress down at work, so maybe it's not lemaisa anymore. Everyone works from home anyway, so lemaisa. Ulishita saramam shetrumas hadeshin nasis bibgadim pshutim nichatfei. The Rambam held that the trumas hadeshin was done with like very simple garments, like not even the usual garments. So then it's even better. The sachlem shein kpeda im lo yikmiyas hakohen. Kamash Malon, Dolo, you might have thought it doesn't matter if they don't measure up. But again, the yesod here is when you serve Hashem, you got to dress nicely, dress the parts. That's why. So we've learned about humility, we've learned about Zrizus, and now we're learning about Hikon, Lekras, Alekech, Yisrael. You have to look nice. You're coming to serve Hashem, you come to Shul, you come to a base medrash to learn. You got to look a certain way. L'chavadul safars. Oh! But now we get to the main event. Rabbi Yisai, this is amazing. It was worth the price of admission to learn this piece of Reb Zalman Margolis. This is the real deal. Let's get into it. V'heirimis ha'deshna shetoch ala'esh es ho'ola ala mizbeach v'samo eitz ala mizbeach. So what would the Kohen do? This Kohen did the Trumas Hadeshna. We've spoken about the Trumas Hadeshna over the years many, many times. This is the first thing that comes up in Tzav. So when you're preparing the parsha, it's the first thing you see. The Kohen would go up to the Beis HaMikdash, to go up to the Mizbeach. There was this massive pile of ashes on top of the Mizbeach called the Tapuach. It was called an apple-shaped, it was like shaped like an apple, the way all the ashes were. And he would take from the Tapuach, take the ashes, bring it down. He would leave some of the ashes up there, but he would take a shovel full of the ashes from up top, come down the ramp, walk down the ramp, and just put the shovel full next to the Mizbeach. Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen. So let's discuss this. So the Reb Zalman Sirotzkin has an unbelievably original idea in what the Trumas Hadeshen symbolizes. Here we go. They would fight for this. Was this the one they would fight for? They would run up the ramp? I don't think so. I think this was a lottery. I think it was done by lottery. I'm not mistaken. I think it was done by lottery. I'm not sure, though. It's a good question. I don't remember. Let's see. Mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen Nifle Si Be'enai. The mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen is like wondrous in my eyes, he says. Niflas Hi Be'enai. It's wondrous in my eyes. Ki kol truma yesh lo mala ukudusha yuseir ala davar shenetremes mimenu. Usually, when you separate truma from something, so the thing that you're separating is the holy thing, and the thing that you're leaving behind is the unholy thing. In other words, you're separating truma. Let's say you separate truma to give to a kohen. So that's holy. It's got to be eaten a certain way. That's misak and the other stuff that's now chulin. It's non-truma, right? You're separating the holy from the less holy. So he says over here, it's the opposite. V'chan hadeshen, shemenu hurma truma, nishar b'tafuach ha-mizbeach, l'noy ha-mizbeach. The stuff that you're being mafresh from remains on the mizbeach. That's a truma mimenu, the thing that you're taking from it, nosin ala aretz, you're putting it on the ground. The summit of Mizbeach, Yatsiva Ba'ara, V'Giyor B'Shmei Shmaya. The minister is on the ground, and the ger, the commoner, is up in the heavens. Like we're giving more honor to the thing that you took from than the thing itself. Why dafka the Ola? The Deshen comes from all the Kamanas. Why does it only mention the Ola? V'hine. So listen, this is his thesis. He has a very, very original thesis here. When God commanded the Jewish people to keep the Torah, it's not that God is commanding us to keep the Torah, but he doesn't have to keep the Torah. He keeps the Torah also. He doesn't just command us to keep the Torah, he keeps the Torah also. Where do we see examples of this? Explains. Yaakov ispalel pen yavo v'yikani aim al banim. Yaakov was afraid Esav would kill the moms and the kids in his camp at the same day. Osif chazal v'atar matlo zkach aim al banim v'atar matlo osav espanol osishtu biyom echad. Hashem, you can't allow the mom and the kids to be shechted on the same day because you commanded osav espanol. You said we're not allowed to shecht on the same day, so then you're not allowed to shecht my wives and kids on the same day. Usually, by human beings, we tell other people what to do, but we don't do what we tell other people not to do. What we tell other people to do, we don't do it ourselves. Whatever he does, that's what he tells the Jewish people to do. Unbelievable. Gemara and Brachas. God davens. God davens. We daven because we need stuff. God doesn't need anything. What in the world does the Gemara mean that God davens?
I know. Who does God daven to?
Exactly. Who does God daven to? Exactly. So one explanation I once heard about this, which I think makes a lot of sense, the Gemara that says that God davens is saying that Hashem has desires also. He has ritzonis. He wants us to do the right thing. He wants to give to us. He wants to be a mativ. See, when it says Hashem davens, it means he hopes that Klal Yisrael will merit all the brachas that he wants to give. That's his tefillah. But that's a side point here. But his point here is that if God tells us to daven, that means he's got to daven. My place of davening. And the Gemara, that same Gemara Baruch says God davens, also says Hashem puts on tefillin. Shakadosh Baruch Hu miniach tefillin. Ela shebet tefillin shalanu k'siv Shema Yisrael Hashem u'ken Hashem echad. In our tefillin, we glorify and sanctify and unify Hashem. With tefillin the Maralik said, u'mikam cha Yisrael v'yach v'aretz. Hashem's tefillin have the glory of us, of how great we are. Our tefillin talks about how great Hashem is. Hashem's tefillin have how great we are. U'lefizeh efshir lomar. Says in Zalman Sarasim. If you say like this, maybe it's possible to say that Truma Sadeshen is God's Truma. We have our Truma. We separate 1/50th and we give it to the Kohen. That's our Truma. Well, God has his Truma. And the Kohen is serving as a Shliach of Hashem to be Mafish Truma for the sake of what? Listen to what he says. Shakash Brocha Shasiv Olin Lafish Truma Hashem Yidagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. God commanded us to separate Truma from grain, wine, and oil. Ulahakar Lefon Yisorach is Meitav Hakarim Vatzon. And we also have Maiser Behema, right? We have Maiser Behema. We're supposed to be Makriv. Mekayim Gam Hu Yisparach Mitzvah Zu. God also keeps the mitzvah of Truma Sadeshen. Hainu. Shamei Adeshen Asher Tocha La'esha Sa'ola Tziva Son La'afish B'shmo Truma La'aretz. We're bringing Truma from on the Mizbeach down to the earth. Why down to the earth? Truma Asher Tia L'makar Bracha La'aretz HaKodesh. Vitas also Larry's almost chavu dvash. Out the ashes of our kabanos, Hashem says, I'm being mafrish some of the ashes from your kabanos, and I'm bringing them back down to the earth and planting them next to the mizbech, and that's the source of all the blessing in the world, he says. That's the source of all our crops, all of our blessing, as he explains. Vitas also Larry's almost chavu dvash. Truma asher tashpia. Shefa brachos la'aretz v'ladarim alel. V'trumas hadeshin t'dashin es ha'aretz kishesh. Tzom imosa etzel ha'mizbeach. Shehu mezin. We know the Gemara says in Ksubas and Daf Yud, the mizbeach sustains Klal Yisrael. The mizbeach feeds Klal Yisrael. We're bringing karban. It's called lechem. Lechem ishei reich nichoach la'ashem. Pirush Rashi. Shebizchus ha-karbanos ha-olam nizo. Rashi explains it's in the merit of the karbanos that the world's in. Again, nowadays it's in the merit of our tefilos, in the merit of our tefilos that the world is sustained, that the world, Hashem provides to the world, derech our tefilos. Shakarbanos barmen ha-mazon v'garmen lo-bracha, because karbanos come from food, animals, flour, birds, right? It comes from food, and Hashem says, you give me food, I'll give you food. B'sham b'marsha, mezin hu ha-karban tamid. B'shar olo, shnikv olav. Dafka, the karban ola is what's mezin. Shnei marbo, lachmi li'ishai, rech nichochi. V'chil alechem shalom hu tzarek. What do you mean, is karbani lachmi? Hashem says, karbani lachmi, my lechem. What do you mean, his lechem? God doesn't eat. Aval hu lechem wasn't shalom hu, says the marsha. My bread is your bread, Hashem says. That's why by Trumas Adeshen, which the word Deshen can mean garbage, it could also mean sweet fruit. Chazal say that the Trumas Adeshen would get sucked up into the ground. No matter how much it was, it would always get sucked up. V'zeh neis gadol, shemeos b'shanim, hundreds of years, Hayumanichin yom yom machta malei adeshin on some mizbech. For hundreds of years, they would place a shovel full of ashes next to the mizbech, and it always there was always room for more. It always got swallowed up. Ve'ein rishuman yikar klal. The next day, you could see no remnant of those ashes. Shahaisen of last parts. Why was this a miracle? What was the reason for this miracle? Says of Zalman Sarutskin, what was the reason for the miracle? To show Klal Yisrael that this avoda served to bless the land. It had to get swallowed up in the land because now the land was blessed with the ashes of the Kabanos, and now the ashes could provide bracha to the land. Elisha Deshan Nitram Hayanibla Eretz Medashna. Uvalo Trumazu. And once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we no longer had this truma, Nital Tama Peros, the fruit of Eretz Yisrael did not taste as good. Ulu Rabbi Yochanan Shuman HaPeros, they weren't as fat. V'lo Yorad HaTal LeBrocha. U'dvarenu Elu Yafit Shemad Oral Al Tum Achash Enel Meni Tama HaSodius Abdir Shal Tormes HaDeshen. Furthermore, says Rav Zalman Sarutskin, with this explanation, with this chiddush that I'm telling you, now you can understand why was it so important that the Kohen who did this had to do it in the still of night with no candle, nobody could watch him, and no other Kohanim were allowed to be there in the Beis HaMikdash when he did this. He had to do it all alone. Halokod v'ri'a gemara tambit chavches, einadum nichnas imo, v'lo ner biyado. It's like the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh HaKadashim. That was the Truma Sadeshim. Ella Mahalech Laor HaMa'arocha, he had to go by the light of the fire on the Mizbeach. V'lohay Ronoso, v'lohay Yishomenes Kolo. They didn't see him, they didn't hear him. Why? Why was it so important they do this in private, and quietly? V'lalan Ruachim Sheyarad, v'heim Ratzim Barim V'mir V'kidshi Deim V'nakir, v'ol L'Rosh HaMizbeach. Hechel Ma'al Me'efer Agabe HaTapuach. V'kosh Lo L'Zishimo, v'ner B'yado L'hoi Lo. Why did they not look at him? Why didn't they go in there so they should be ready? As soon as he did it, they could run up and do the avod of the Tamid. They wouldn't have to run so fast. However, says Rabbam Zalman Sarutskin, if we think about this, he says the Trumas Hadeshim was different than all the other avodas in the Beis Hamikdash. Shebohen HaKohen Ovid B'Shem Kol Yisrael L'Shem Hashem L'Chvodo Yisbarach. All the other avodos, the Kohen is serving as a shliach for all of Klal Yisrael to serve Hashem. All the other avodas, he's a shliach of all of Klal Yisrael Hashem. In this avoda, he's a shliach of Hashem to serve Klal Yisrael. Wow. Oh, Sheben Hakohen Ovid B'Shem Kol Yisrael L'Shem L'Chvodo. Aval ha matrim es hamizbech torim b'shem Hashem uvishlichuso es hadeshen kidei levaruch uldashen es admas Yisrael, in order to cause the land to be fertile and to produce. Umemela alakona term lehisyached emishin shema b'ayis. So therefore, it can only be this Kohen and Hashem. Nobody else can be there because it's his shliach. Ulchavid bekavonas yiseirus. He had to have there a lot of kavanas. He could have no distractions when he was doing this avodah. Lefikach asuk ma'abal lavod avodah behechel. Shas porsim min hahechel min ha'ulam. Vasimim min ha'ayin tova lebracha. We know that something that is hidden from the eye, that's where you have bracha. The Gemara says, ein ha'bracha sholet el b'davar ha'samim min ha'ayin. Bracha, anything that you like show off, there's not going to be bracha in that. Bracha is only like, it's good. Don't check your bank account so much. Don't check it so much because then it's gonna multiply. But if you're looking at every minute, so if you're always looking at it, there's not gonna be bracha. Lefikach lo nichnasim o'ish b'shas ha'tshuma. So I was thinking, what are the lessons from this? I mean, the two major. I would love for you to tell me what you think the lessons are. But first, I'll just share two. One of them is this idea that just like we take tshuma, Hashem takes tshuma. It's a very important idea in Yiddishkeit, in life in general, that what you want other people to do, you have to do yourself. You have to walk the talk. Teach by example. That's the best way to teach, for parents to teach kids. You have to walk the talk. Whatever you want to see in your children, whatever you want to see in your community and your friends. Right? There's some people, it's unbelievable, like in every shul it's like this. The people who complain the most about the talking in shul are the people who themselves talk the most in shul. It's wild. It's wild. The guys who get the, like, what, go look in the mirror. Go look in the mirror. Usually it's the people who are quiet, you know, so to them, they don't bother, it doesn't bother them that much. They're like focused on their davening. They're quiet. They're like, you know, they're focusing. So Hashem, even though he tells us to do stuff, but he does it himself too. He does it himself too. He takes truma too, just like we take truma. He puts on tefillin like we put on tefillin. He davens like we daven. That's a very powerful message. But the other message, of course, is that our avoda, our tefillah is what brings bracha to the world. Our avoda is what brings bracha to the fruit, to the land. It's dafka, a reflection of our own avoda. You know, the brachas that we get are a reflection of our own karbanos. There comes right back at us. The service that we give to Hashem, he gives right back. He gives right back at us. So I thought that was also a beautiful lesson. If anybody else has anything else, please feel free to share. We have plenty more to learn, though. Plenty more to learn. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue. Bikumtso. Very similar kind of ideas here. Two beautiful ideas, very similar to what we're saying. Again, when we talk about the avodah of the karbanos, so these are the important lessons to remember about karbanos, even though we don't have karbanos now, but so many lessons we can learn from it, even though we don't bring karbanos. So, the next two lessons. Bikumtso. You see where I am on the bottom of the page? Bikumtso. Says Rav Zalman Sarotskin, Kometz was a very, very difficult avoda. To do the Kometz was one of the hardest avodas to do. This business of taking up the flower with the three middle fingers and then brushing it off with the side fingers. Shelo yasa mida la Kometz, Torah's Konin. He quotes the Medrash, you're not allowed to use a scooper to scoop the stuff. You're not allowed to use a scooper. You have to take it with your hands, with the three fingers. You have to take it with your hands. You're not allowed to use a kli. Toiv la'ani, ha-mevi machmas docho, b'makom behema, carbon mincha, she'yir be'lecha la'pachos b'tircha b'shas ha'krovas ha'mincha. Wow. Lesson number one. Generally speaking, by many karbanos, rich people brought animals. If you're a little bit more poor, you brought birds. And if you were really poor, you bought flour. Mincha, carbon mincha. So he says, it's dafka, the carbon mincha, that required the most difficult service. Slaughtering is easy. But this kometz business, you had to take them with your fingers and make sure you had the right amount. It was very difficult. So says Rav Zalman Sarotsky, it makes sense that if the ani is not bringing a lot of monetary, it's not a very expensive item, but at least the effort should be commensurate, should be more effort.
Equal out.
Because to equal it out, exactly. This way he could feel like, even if I can't bring something so fine and expensive, Hashem, at least I could bring my effort. I bring my energy. I bring my koichas, which is the kometz. Ka toiv la'ani ha'mevi machmas dochko b'mokum behema karben mincha she'yir b'lchol ha'pachas b'tircha The kmitza was one of the hardest avodas in the Beis Hamikdash. Avodah kasha mitzareches letzem hakorban adal. So it combines with the poverty. According to the pain, is the reward. The kometz makes a big impression on Hashem. We can explain the same thing that when it comes to slaughtering the birds, which is also more poor than also had to do with your fingernail, that was also very difficult. Even you got more schar for shechting it with your fingernail. And the other lesson is in the next paragraph. Bikumtso, What do we say? You're not allowed to use a scooper. You have to use your hands. When you're serving Hashem, you don't use intermediaries. You've got to roll up your sleeves and get your own hands dirty for the sake of Hashem. You've got to get involved. Get involved. He says, Kol avod shemeshev shalos v'yad, im yaseh osa akoyim b'kli, arei zechil akoydesh, uchamaysa di yisachar ishkvar bar koy. The Gemara tells the story of Pesachim. This guy used to, he didn't want to get his hands dirty, so he used to wear gloves when he did the avodah. Haya karach yadei b'shiroi, v'avod avodah. V'tzavcha alav ha'azara. All the Kohanim screamed at him, say mikan, get out of here. Shemechabe this atzmo u'mechal al kachay shamayim. By doing the service with gloves, you don't want to get your hands dirty? You shouldn't want to get your hands all bloody, gory, and dirty for the sake of Hashem. L'fichach yidgisha Torah b'kumtso v'dosh chazal, shelo yaseh mida la komets. Don't use a scooper. Don't use a scooper. Rather, you should use your hands. Now, in the next piece where it says Zeh Karban Aaron, so we know the Kohen Gadol would bring a Karban Mincha every day. Minchas Chavitin. Chavitin Kohen Gadol. Half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Says of Zalman Saratskin, why a Mincha? He should be like the Ani. To make the Ani feel good. An Ani's got to bring Karban Mincha. So, hey, Mr. Ani, you feel so low that you have to bring Mincha. Guess what? The Kohen Gadol. That's his carbon that he brings every day, says Rav Saratzkin. Im nomer kan mikra nir zafan of the zeh musav al parshas ha-mincha, ef shalom v'shabakas of lahafis daita shal ani, to pacify the ani. Shal yomer ein doma libe makriv karbanos. There's nothing like me. I'm the nach schlepper, the poor guy. All I get to bring is cakes. Hakol mevi'in behemis. V'oifis v'ani ani v'ev yorein libe melchavidis Hashem. I can't show honor to Hashem just with a tenth of an ephah. The Herolah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chaver Nichbad LeKarbano. I'm giving you a good friend for your carbon. That's the Kohen Gadol. To make him feel good. You see the sensitivity that we have. The poor person can't afford it, but you got to be sensitive to him. Zeh Karban Aaron of Hanav. Karnich Anigashim Al Hashem Yidim Mischanichim Lavodas HaKodesh El Abasiris Ephah. Any Kohen who wants to become a new Kohen, he had to have a tenth of an ephah. Afilu Aaron Anichas El Kodesh HaKadosh Makav Asiris Ephah Lod Al Shemakav. The Kohen Gadol will only do half of the morning, half of the night. You, the Ani, get to bring all of it one time. You don't have to feel badly. We'll do one last piece. One last piece. Beautiful piece. Beautiful piece. Maybe two. One minute each. The Malkum Asher Tishchara Olo Tishchara Chatas. So here he says the lesson is, maybe you'll do this one for homework, the lesson is that the Kohen was not allowed to tell anybody what Avera, the guy who brought the Karban Chatas, what Avera he was bringing it for. You can imagine nowadays, right, a guy goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he brings the Karban Chatas, and says, ooh, Chatas, which curries did you violate? And with who? Exactly. So he learns that out from the fact that the Torah doesn't stipulate where exactly the Shech the Chatas. Stipulating in the place of the Ola. So he has a piece about that, but that's not what I want to focus on. I want to focus on the last piece, beautiful. Let's close with this. Let's close with this. The piece that's Kachatas Ka'ashem. You see that? Kachatas. What page? Okay. Einches. Kachatas. Gosh, a beautiful piece. Let's close with this. Oh, it's one of my favorite themes of all time. Kachatas ka'asham. Hakone sheichaper bo lo yiye. Who eats the chatas and the asham? The kohen eats it. The kohen eats it, and I get kapara. He eats it, and I get kapara. Hainu, Shabasar Mishalachalan Shabesab, Lefichanema, Asher Yichaper, Shachil Sabasai Dea Kohen, He Kapar Labailim, Ukadrashas Chazal, Kohanim Oichlim, Ubalim Miskapru. The Kohen eats it, and I get Kapar. The Evshe Lassis Tamlaze. It's a little bit strange. Like, he eats the holy food, and by him eating the holy food, I get Kapar. Like, maybe I should eat the holy food. So he says the simple pshat is, well, the Kohanim needed to get food from somewhere. They didn't work for a living. So how did they eat? They ate karbanos. That's the simple pshat. This was just to sustain and support the Kohanim. But then he suggests an alternate pshat. Shachatas v'hashem boim al pirov l'chaper al mi shirotze l'honos me'olam hazeh v'loch ofnayim v'nesavet taivas harbe ad shenichshol b'domer shezdono kares. Guy violated, that's being a chatas. That's a guy who had too much pleasure from this world. He had too much pleasure. Now, what do you get? What do you get to bring a chatas for? I mean, I don't know if you're Arias, Gili Arias, by accident. Bishogi. But still, it was Gili Arias. And other taivas. Chela, you ate fats that you weren't allowed to eat. Is this a curries? Right? You only have a chatas, but it's a curries. That had you done it, been amazing, you would have got curries. Bishogi, you get a chatas. Refuaso, what's the refuah for this guy? Sheyira es hakohanim ochlim basar chataso v'ashamel. He should watch the Kohen eating the holy sacrifices. Echem ochlim es habasar. How does the Kohen eat? He's not a glutton. He's not eating like a chazer, like he cares about the gashmias. He eats. He doesn't eat to live. I'm sorry, he doesn't live to eat. He eats to live. Kimisubim el shulchan gavoa, they're sitting there at the Beis HaMikdash, the holy of holy, the holy place, the Malkum Kadosh. Uvakavanos nalos l'kayim mitzvos boram. They're eating a holy eating, like on Pesach we're going to eat the matzah, the what are they called? Matzah de mehem nusa. Uvakavanos nalos umehem yire. From the Kohanim eating his carbon, he will see. V'chein yase lecho v'lishtos l'shem shamayim lahavrias gufo lavodas habore. You don't live to eat. You eat to live. To be able to serve Hashem. And that affects what you eat. It affects how you eat it. Kohanim yilmod l'sov el shulchan ha-melech. How to eat by the king's table. L'zboach zivche shlom ha-velech man ha-zvachum al-hanus v'sudas mitzvah. How do you have hanah from a sudas mitzvah? I think I've told the story many times. I once had the opportunity to be by the Friday night table of a big tzaddik in Yerushalayim. His name is Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg. 2001. I was in Israel for a weekend. Long story how I got there. I went with a bunch of people to go, kind of like a mission. Anyway, just for one weekend. I was the rabbi. I gave shiurim on the trip. So we were Friday night, 11 o'clock at night. We go to Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg's Tish. You see the way the guy eats? It's a little piece. Puts it in his mouth. Says some different Torah. A little piece. Not like I eat. Olehonis v'suz mitzvah. V'lo rak v'machal v'mishta. This is not only about eating and drinking that there's an appropriate way to enjoy gashmias. Ela b'chol drachecha da'ehu. V'hu yiyashar achosecha. In every aspect of pleasure, there's a holy way to enjoy the world. And there's an unholy way to enjoy the world. With every hana, you don't only find the way that it's mutter. Don't sing songs that have no meaning. Sing songs la Hashem. Shiru lo zamru lo. If you're talking, don't talk dvarim b'teilim. Sichu b'chol neflosav. Lehisalel. You want to praise? Hisalel b'shem kacha. Kamor ki'im b'zosi sam l'haska b'dosi. V'achrei ha-kapara de'achilas ha-kohanim yiskaper. By watching the Kohanim eat, you will get atonement. De'achilas atzmo. Once you watch them eating the chatas and the asham, you'll know how to eat the shlamim. Exactly. Lirmoz That's why the Shlomo is right next to it. The Gemara says, once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, your table is like a mizbeach. Shulchan daimel lemizbeach. Okay, we learned a lot of lessons tonight, and I want to thank you all for coming. And I hope that as we listen to the Karbanos and we think about some of these themes and ideas, we shouldn't feel like, oh, the Karbanos, these are leaning that don't talk to me, that I don't have what to learn from. Hopefully, Rav Zalman Saretzkin and others are showing us the way that this is the proper way to learn from the Avodas HaKarbanos. Thank you so much for coming. I want to wish everyone an enjoyable evening and a Gevaldige Shabbos.